This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34 off. 1UP Nutrition, the top sports nutrition products. Get 20% off with code MMA20. Vape World, the premium online vaporizer store. Get 10% off with code MMA10. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 368.
368!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, at my show, by my fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, one-timer?
I don't know. What's happening? What's up with you? Are you living still?
Oh, yeah.
You've not pickled yourself?
I tested out a smelling salt prior to the show. Mm-hmm. Saw hockey players do it. I figured good enough for them, good enough for me.
Did you test it out rectally?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It looked like suppositories. I think you could break them off, shove them up.
That's right. Did you have those things as a kid?
What?
The suppositories.
No.
I did.
A thermometer. Apparently, that was the only way in the Griffith household that we could take your temperature is to shove a thermometer up your ass. Well, we have to make sure it's accurate. Come on. For fuck's sake.
I had suppositories when I was a kid back in Germany. That shit sucks. That's not fun. Huh. Shoving a little pill up your ass and it just, you feel it in there. You're like, what is happening? It's all warm and tingly.
Great.
Apparently it works, though. I don't know what happened. They went by the wayside nowadays. They don't use those anymore.
I think they're still around.
Are they really?
Yeah.
What are they for?
I don't know. Maybe numbing that area?
I
don't know why. Why would you need to numb that area? I don't have any idea on that. Anyway. UFC 220 happened this weekend.
So it did.
They were using Jimmy Smith already to pre-hype some of the upcoming fights. So
he's not replacing Joe Rogan.
It was kind of weird because it would be Jimmy Smith previewing a fight and then Joe Rogan doing the preview. So you'd have dual previews for the same guys. All right, what are we doing here? One guy's got a goatee, the other guy doesn't. I don't get this. He's already getting into the game.
Of course he is, because he's going to replace Joe Rogan.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did you see the cost of the pay-per-view went up $5 too for 2018?
So it's
$65 now.
Jeez. Where's that money going?
Right into
Jimmy Smith's pockets.
Yeah. You got to pay someone. They should have blamed it on him. Fucking guy comes in, costs us an extra $15
million. Yeah.
Whatever. 15, 50, whatever. Someone's got to pay for it.
That's right.
And it's you, the fans.
I think it's in direct correlation to the lack of UFC purchases.
Yeah. Well, it scales down, so the cost scales up.
Wow.
And it was weird because there was I think I read on Reddit where someone was breaking down the cost. So they laid it out like this. They said, if you paid for a package to watch every game from the NFL, Major League Baseball, hockey, and NBA in 1 year, it would cost you $677. Mm-hmm. Or that's $239 less than buying 12 UFC pay-per-views, a supercard, and Fight Pass. So it's cheaper to watch all those than all the UFC pay-per-views, Fight Pass, and like McGregor versus Mayweather.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why I got to ask the question, are fans getting their money's worth being a UFC fan at this point?
No,
looking at that.
Definitely not. The sport is in a weird place. I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. Because honestly, on paper, the UFC still has the better cards. But I think delivery method, Bellator is doing a better job overall. I think the cards are better lately. They seem to be better. So it's like, in a year or two from now, this continues, what is it going to be, $80 for pay-per-view, and they're going to still have watered-down cards? Who's going to buy this? No one's going to buy it.
Yeah, I think, when did it go up? It went up with one of the McGregor versus Diaz fights, I think. And I don't remember, was at the beginning of last year? I feel like it just went up.
It was the Diaz
like
one.
Like $5 or $10.
I think it was the Diaz-McGregor first fight.
And then we're getting another increase.
Yep.
But the quality has not gone up.
No,
just
it has
the
not.
Price. Mm-hmm. I can get it if, and like I said, I thought it should slide. The scale should slide based on the card. You know, if you're going to put the Conor McGregor on or a Brock Lesnar and you want to charge me more, I'm okay with that. Or you want to do the Pride rules and charge me more, I'm okay with that.
I pay $100 for the
Pride
rules.
Right. But yes. Do something unique instead of more of the same or less of the same when you look at quality of cards. So we look at this UFC 220 and really this is two fights to even care about on this fight.
Does it?
What do you think the buy rate is going to be? So now you know, okay, we got a $5 tax or a new pay-per-view cost.
Yep.
What's the buy rate for UFC 220?
We're in NFL playoffs territory.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 375.
Ooh, that high?
Yeah. I thought that was kind of low, but...
I was going to say 200.
200?
Yeah, because I feel that...
It's a heavyweight title.
In a heavyweight that no one... Well... Miocic, I don't feel like the fans give a shit about, myself included. And Ngannou, people care about. Cormier, I don't think he's selling pay-per-views. I feel this is a 200,000 pay-per-view.
Wow.
Because if you look at the rest of the card, not worth the money. It's just not worth it.
No.
So we'll see how that one plays out.
You want to talk about the main event?
Yes. Go ahead.
So...
Stipe Miocic versus Francis Ngannou, the Predator.
The Predator.
And I will show you, let me just show you the Predator of this guy dressed in a suit, the fucking Predator in the background, which is pretty epic.
Is he going to pop it up?
Yes. He's got that one on, and then they zoom in on him.
Holy moly, that's really
That's fucking legit.
That's crazy. He's got the green eyes, that's spooky.
That was probably the coolest thing
Must
I saw.
Like a Hollywood guy or something.
Yes.
Very cool.
So give it to me, Ingo.
Well,
fight wise,
easy now. Other than the first round,
this
fight was quite boring. I thought the first round had some good exchanges. Obviously, Ngannou, a lot of power. Cormier,
wild.
Miocic did not like the power that was delivered initially and went right for a takedown as soon as he felt was it a kick to the upper chest or right to the neck or whatever
the
it was.
Head.
Yeah.
Whoa, what are we doing? Throwing kicks? Not having that.
No.
Not having that.
No, went right for the takedown and pretty much got most of the takedowns. A couple he didn't get in the first round, but thereafter got pretty much every takedown he wanted and didn't do much with anything.
No, I said there's numerous times where he's got like a hand over the waist of Ngannou. He's got the forearm on the back of the neck, and we're gonna sit there for a good minute and 30 while Herb Dean's just whacking off, doing not a goddamn thing. Like, oh, this is good man-on-man action. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna stop it. I'm not gonna break it up. Mm. What the fuck are you doing? Stand him up.
Uh-oh.
That's bad.
What happened?
Memory card is full.
I'm back.
We're back. All right, so the camera just stopped recording, so now we fix it. So I think I was just talking about Herb Dean. Stand him up! What are you waiting for? Come on! Here's my problems with this fight, Ingo. You know my problems.
I do. Go ahead.
Give it a bang! Well, it's a little more than that. I appreciate the game plan. I don't appreciate watching that as a fan standpoint. Anytime Miocic felt trouble, it was, I'll just go to the ground. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to go to the ground, but finish the fight. You're telling me a gassed out Ngannou after round one, you can't finish him in round two, three, four, five? He had that fucking triangle locked up. It was like an inverted triangle. All he had to do was cross it over.
That's it.
Didn't do it. It was right there. It was right there. He already had it. And then there's other times where he's got that minute and 30 of just riding time because we think it's wrestling, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I felt he could have stepped over, took the neck, took the back. We chose not to. Or we were just so tired we couldn't finish it.
It's possible. Heavyweights. You know, they got a good round in them after that.
Yeah. I and then the last 2 minutes, right, is Miocic just running away from Ngannou. Mm-hmm. I got a problem with that. I don't want to see.
Well, at that point, it's fine with me because he was already, I mean, you survived the crate. You don't want to risk
getting
clipped.
I hear what you're saying. I don't want you to game plan the fight to death. And that's what happened here.
Yeah.
First round was semi-exciting and it just went.
Sure.
Wow. Okay. Great. You held the guy down. You win the wrestling championship.
We say that, but in that defense, though, and I would say that is it his responsibility or is it Ngannou's responsibility to learn how to get up? Or at least even that, he didn't even attempt getting up.
No. Well, I wonder who is coaching him? Who is training him? Is he just straight out of, where is he from?
Compton.
Cameroon or Africa or wherever
they
we're
don't
from.
Do wrestling there.
But
apparently.
I mean, I can understand if the game plan is just, we're going to fucking throw bombs and we're not going to get taken down. If we do, we're just fucked. But I appreciate the style of Ngannou. And here's the problem, because now you look at this guy who's been accustomed to knocking a guy out in round one or two, and he had an exciting style to watch, and now he just got handled like this. Guess what's going to happen? Now you're going to have fucking Overeem 2.0 here, who's going to come into his next fight super cautious, not wanting to gas it out. Well, he did. Remember, he killed him.
Again. I want to see it twice.
That's fine. But, and he even said it in the press conference afterwards that, you know, I learned a lot from this fight. And, you know, I need to be more cautious. What? No. You need to be all or nothing. And hopefully the guy you're fighting is going to be all or nothing. I just want my fighters, this just goes to my philosophy on fighting is, I feel the goal of the fight is to finish your opponent at all costs, win or lose. Mm-hmm. And that's not how everybody fights. And I have that can be their perspective, but I'm not going to support that type of a fighter.
Okay.
Looks at Stipe Miocic. And I know he's finished guys in the past, but this one, he went the safe route.
He has become the longest champion at heavyweight, though, ever.
Well, the guy who's defended the title the most times, mm-hmm. consecutively, three times. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to raise the question now? Is he the greatest UFC heavyweight champion of all time?
No.
Why not?
I still say it's Brock Lesnar.
Why Brock Lesnar?
Because...
Pay-per-view sales?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to rate. Okay, so Stipe is not polarizing, as the fans have proven, as the pay-per-view has proven, as
Dana White has proven.
The crowd, he seems like a great person. He seems like a good dude.
Firefighter, you know.
Amazing human being.
Sure.
But as a fighter and entertainer, I don't think he's not at the top. Brock Lesnar still beats him. I think even like a Randy Couture beats him. I mean, he just doesn't have, and maybe he never will, and maybe that he'll be like the GSP, even though GSP had more followers. But
I think, well, GSP has a lot more personality too.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck that guy's talking about. He's got aliens. He's losing time. I mean, there's lots of shit going on.
Care muscle is hurt. I don't know what to do. But yeah, I don't think he's the greatest ever. I feel like, that's a hard question. No. I think Brock still takes him. Hmm. Even though Brock was... I know the fans are going to be like, fuck that guy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I got to reconsider this.
Remember the Brock Lesnar era? He saw like a million and a half... It was insanity.
He's got the most... He's up there with him and Conor, right? Yeah. I think 1.6 million.
It's chaos.
Pay-per-view buys. It was almost a guarantee. Anytime Brock Lesnar fights, you're looking at... million pay-per-views. You want to see that guy.
Here's a question for you. Which heavyweight in the last 5 or 10 years gave you that feeling before a couple of days before the card? You were like, holy shit, it's going to be a UFC this weekend. I'm so freaking pumped. It ain't Stipe Miocic. And as much as he's a nice guy, it's not him. Brock Lesnar, dude. Brock fucking Lesnar. That's why I think he's still the greatest heavyweight. If you can have someone come around that can do that for me, great.
Even when he came back to, I'll support your point, to fight Mark Hunt on, you know, what, a month notice, like, right? Like, holy shit.
He's coming back. It's crazy. Yeah, so, I mean, it's hard. I know that doesn't make any sense overall. I mean, I think...
No, it does. It makes total sense. Because part of the equation, to me, it's not just title defenses, right? Yeah. And Brock had two, anyways. So he was tied. Mm-hmm. And it is. It's... I think you said it. Are you a polarizing fighter? Do people want to see you fight? That's part of the equation.
They don't. Not Stipe. Or me, either. Either one.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is that just people don't care about the good guy? He's not even... Because I'm trying to think, like, who else is a super good guy that people don't seem to care about? And I think that's Daniel Cormier to some extent.
Yeah, maybe.
Prior to this fight.
But the good guy, I mean... I don't know. He's a good guy, but he's a quiet guy.
Just you need personality, and that's what we're lacking.
Yeah. If you're going to be good, you got to be, like, ultra good, you know, like
Yeah, you got to push it all the way GSP
yep.
style, or you got to be the heel Michael Bisping
Jail
on the yeah on the opposite end of yeah. that, or a Nick Diaz.
Yep. So he's just in the middle, and yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, maybe if he, plus he's not finishing. I mean, no.
Well, he has. It's just this fight. When I see a guy take the safe way out, I can't support it.
I hear you.
I'm out.
My question to you is yep. now that the record has been broken,
uh-huh.
do you think there's a high likelihood to lose the next fight, or is it just is he gonna be GSP?
And well, it depends who he's gonna fight, because I think the best next fight should be Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier.
Oof. Okay.
Because who else is gonna move the fucking needle here?
Nobody.
There's rumors of Cain Velasquez possibly coming back, but who?
It's been out for
3 years.
Why should
Cain, who's still in the rankings, by the way, and when is the last time he fought? Right. A long time ago. And John Jones gets dropped right out of the fucking rankings. But Cain Velasquez, we're going to keep in forever.
Which is interesting that, to sidetrack slightly,
yeah.
we'll talk about the Rogan podcast with Danner in a minute, I'm sure.
Right, when we get to the news.
He didn't even bring up John Jones in the greatest of all time discussion during that. They were talking about Demetrius Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think a lot of people have a hard-on for the little man. Yeah. And I don't understand what the draw is there. I can't look at the skill set without taking into account weight. And if you're in a smaller weight class, that I don't feel the impact of those shots, regardless of how good everybody tells me the man is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel it. I'm not threatened by it. I know he'll kick my ass, but mm-hmm. there you have to be physically imposing to me for yeah. me to give a shit.
Yes. And what, my 8-year-old son is going to be 9 soon, weighs 109 pounds, and he's not far off from where those guys right. are fighting.
Well, that's what he said. My daughter's like, a solid 140, 145.
Yeah.
She'll beat ass, all right?
So it's interesting. I mean, this is a tiny man, so I hear you. So should we talk about the co-main event?
Well, the one last thing I wanted to mention while we're still in this Miocic fight is that when Dana White was going to put the belt around him as their announcing decision, Miocic takes the belt away from Dana and then goes over and gives it to his head coach and has Ooh. His head coach put on the Ooh. Belt. And in a post-fight press conference, someone asked him, Miocic, well, why did you take the belt away and give it to your coach? But coach respects me. He was real salty in a post-fight mm-hmm. press conference. I feel like... you were saying earlier, all that promotion on this fight was all in Ngannou.
It was.
And I think Rogan was doing this fucking thing. He's a one-in-a-million athlete! I'm like, oh, no, we're not saying this shit again. Ronda Rousey curse on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a disconnect between him and Dana White? It seems like it now. Like, here's the guy that you promoted. He trained at the UFC Performance Center. You wanted him to be the next biggest thing. And then there's pictures of Dana, cage side, just like palm on the head going, oh, my God, he's just laying on top of him and doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Why? Why? So I feel like this next fight, we got to do a super fight. Got to do a super fight.
Dana's going to put him up against somebody that's going to murder him, potentially.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Or so
maybe not.
Super fight for Miocic, you know, with DC
mm-hmm.
and Ngannou.
Overeem again!
Overeem two for you. I'll take Fabrizio Alvarado.
That's good too. Ooh, all that's right. That's a scary fight though for him.
Maybe.
Go over two on that
because,
one.
Because Verdum likes to stand.
He does.
You know, he's takedown unless he's pulling guard.
He does.
But I'm telling you, the next Ngannou fight is going to be boring as fuck because he's going to be so cautious.
Yeah.
You're at your last. All right. You want to talk about the Cormier? Ozdemir fight,
I suppose.
I'll go with it
Please,
a little bit.
Go ahead. Give it to me.
So I was saying this fight is look curiously like the first one.
Mm-hmm.
We have this the first round where you have a super aggressive guy, another guy who can use his wrestling at any time he wants. And Ozdemir is just kind of going ham on all the punches, you know, boom, 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 boom. And then Cormier decides to start landing, right? He starts connecting. Mm-hmm. He starts outstriking Ozdemir.
Oh, he does.
And... we're about 12 seconds left in the first round. He gets the takedown, and Ozdemir gives up the back, and Cormier locks up that rear naked choke. And the only thing that saves him is the bell. You can see him walking back to the corner, Ozdemir, like, man, oh, he does not look like he wants to fight anymore.
Not looking good.
And they come out for the second round, and damn it, Cormier gets him down again and working his shit and gets him right into the crucifix. And he's giving him a little love taps. He's killing him softly with the love taps. The ref stops the fight. I feel like it was an early stoppage.
His love taps. Volume at volume.
Yeah, like at one, though. Strikes. Volume at one versus volume at 10.
Well, yeah, but it's like 30 or 40 unentered strikes.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
60 or 70. It's the force of which they're hitting.
Not necessarily.
Was not enough. It's like that Mike Russo hammer fist of death.
He had a broken arm.
Right, but that's how I feel the impact was on these. It was just not sufficient enough to stop the fight.
Okay.
So, the other curious thing was the fans. Finally, you hear DC announced. They're going apeshit for the man. The chanting of DC in a crowd. So have the fans finally accepted DC as your champion? Or what? What's going on
here? It seems that way. I don't accept it, but they do.
Illegitimate. Hmm. The other weird things about this fight, Luke Rockhold was training with Ozdemir because he left AKA. I don't know if that's a temporary thing, but I thought that was kind of weird. They're training partners now. So I don't know if they're swapping shit. Didn't seem like it was going to make a difference.
Swapping shit.
Yeah. Yo, yeah. And then DC was also saying the morning weigh-ins are a problem.
Why?
Because he's like, what am I going to do? Go to sleep all dehydrated and then wake up dehydrated and go there? It's like, no, I'm waking up at 3 a.m. to go cut. He says it's a pain in the ass. And that's why people are having problems. And so no one's getting sleep. You're waking up super early and then trying to cut the weight. Mm. But here's a guy who's 240 cutting to 205. So
yeah,
take it with a grain of salt at 38 or 39.
You know what?
Years of
You're
age.
A fighter. Suck it up.
We'll move up to heavyweight and challenge Stipe for the heavyweight title.
You can go back
to
sleep.
Fuck Cain Velasquez. You don't have to fight him. Cain had his run. You are the legitimate champion.
Uh-huh.
He's the Strikeforce heavyweight, whatever, tournament champion.
He's
the man who should be at heavyweight.
I agree.
And the other thing about Ozdemir that I want to say is, again, what's with the guys on the bottom? We're just kind of... Do we not have an escape route? How about the ears? Did he not have the
He did have the cauliflower ears. I'm not sure why he doesn't know how to, you know, shrimp or something, but apparently he doesn't. Or he didn't feel like it at the time.
I don't know, man. Very confusing.
I don't feel like shrimping today.
It was very confusing.
It's a non-shrimping kind of day.
Apparently. So, DC could have Miocic. Ozdemir could have Teixeira.
Ngannou. I mean... To share
it. Whatever. Move up to heavyweight. Everyone go up to heavyweight.
That's right.
We'll talk about Bellator 192 real quick.
Please.
Big John McCarthy was the new commentator along with he was sitting next to Mike Goldberg. Not a fan.
Didn't like it?
Didn't like it. I feel like he's better served being the third man in the booth.
Okay.
Give me the ref/judge perspective. I think a lot of people liked him, but again, I would have rather heard of Jimmy Smith there. But that's just me. We'll talk about Rampage versus Sonnen. Rampage weighs in at a svelte 253.
Wow.
Chael Sonnen, 222.
Oh, wow.
And what do we get? We get with some shocking stuff in the first round. Sonnen slams some overhand lefts. He's tagging him up a little bit. And then he goes for a takedown. And Rampage picks him up and fucking dumps him on his head. And at some point, I think Chael got knocked down, and Rampage is telling him to come up. And a lot of takedowns, a lot of grinding, a lot of non-action. Rampage kind of, he looked in decent shape, but I just don't see the effort. I don't see it.
Well, if he's 250-something pounds, he's definitely, he's got effort in other places for sure.
Well, I feel like he's just there for the money and say I'm still fighting. But
he's got a lot of baby mamas.
Yeah,
he actually does. I'm not trying to be funny. Yeah, I think he has quite like 3 or 4 or 5.
I feel like he needs to go on another driving rampage.
Yeah, drinking all that Red Bull.
Yeah.
Freaking out.
Yeah. But interesting. So Sonnen is in the tournament. He moves along. He gets to fight the winner of Fedor versus Frank Mir next. Yeah. That's going to be, I think I'm more excited for that fight than this one.
I'd love to see him and Frank Mir go at it.
Or Fedor. Either way, I'm happy with the results, man.
That is crazy.
Frank Mir looked all of 310 pounds, by the way, when he had a face-off against Fedor. Oh, yeah.
Looks huge.
Not in a good way.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hmm.
Weird. Okay. Huh.
Sorry, I'm drinking here.
Keep drinking.
I get my drink on. After the fight, Rampage tweets this out. It says, win or lose, I fight like a man. Love my fans that still rides with me. Just know I'm still not done. I felt great in there. I had a great at cardio, but Chael fought a smart fight. But he also fought like a bitch.
Of course.
I feel that way sometimes, too, when I see a guy, you know, if the stand-up's not working out, I'll just take it down.
Mm-hmm.
The first rule of jiu-jitsu. We'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. So we had that fight. And then the last one was the Douglas Lima versus Rory McDonald. As I say, aggression from McDonald, low kicks from Lima.
Yes.
That low calf kick. We just found out he did not break his
leg. No
broken leg,
right? Just a really bad hematoma on
huge.
That shin.
Huge. Probably the worst one on a leg I think I've ever seen.
Yeah. And looked like he had a shin guard on or something, you know?
Yeah.
Giant ass hematoma.
So McDonald gets the win. I don't know what else to say about that. He gets another ride in the ambulance. Another ride in the ambulance after the fight. Yeah. I wonder about McDonald as how long is his body going to hold up? He keeps getting in these wars where he wins or he loses, but his body loses every single time. That's he broke his nose again, too.
Years off his life.
So, I forgot how old he is, but I don't think he's past 30.
I think he's like 28, yeah.
And just, we are just pushing it. We are pushing it. That's right. Push it good, Ingo. I don't know what else I had for the Bellators. I feel like there was something else in there. Maybe Rory McDonald, heavyweight tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing else.
No?
Oh, we're going to talk about the John Donaher. Let's go to the news. Let's start there.
You want to talk about the Donaher thing? So John Donaher, jiu-jitsu wizard, Hensel Gracie, black belt, trained GSP, among other people out in the jiu-jitsu world. Some of the top leg lock people in the jiu-jitsu game right now. Was on the Rogan podcast.
Yep.
Talking, I think there's going to be two schools. Either you're going to love this or you're going to hate it. Because it's very analytical. It's extremely technical. There are moments in time where I had to pause and, like, take a breath because I'm like, what the fuck did he just say? I don't understand what's going on here. Very, very intelligent guy. I thought that it was an amazing podcast. I loved it.
Yeah, I loved it. And I love the way he's talking to Rogan. So he's like, okay, jiu-jitsu. And Rogan's got a black belt in it, so he should be pretty schooled. So what's the first part of it? Like, what is the game? Like, what do you do first? I don't know. What do I do?
I get high.
And the shit just happens.
I'm a wizard.
It was cool to hear him, like, breaking it down, the four steps, and then a fight. What are the three things, the three keys to a fight? We talk about control the entries, control the pace, and I forgot what the third one was.
Control the entries, control the pace.
There was the third thing.
And control the location or something, I think. Was it the third one?
I forgot.
I think it was the third one. But, it was
interesting.
And I thought he said the javelin throw was the most
for the Olympics.
Olympics because of what's required to do all that.
Explosiveness. And that's what I think we were talking about, the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
Like, you're closing that distance to get it to the ground so that someone can't be explosive.
Right, because you can't. Yeah.
The catastrophic or using all that kinetic energy or whatever talking about.
It's interesting. Yeah, and he broke down a fight between Cyborg and one of his, whoever it was. And it was just so technical and crazy. If you're into jiu-jitsu at all, you want to watch somebody just break down the minutiae of what's going on at the top levels. It's crazy. So, but I find it interesting that he had such a weird path to here. I think he was some kind of a PhD psychology student or something like that. He had some crazy ass degree, and he ended up training at Hensel Gracie's. And at some point, Hensel had some shit to do, and he's like, "Well, you got to train my students," and then that's
I think
how
you started at purple belt. Is what he was saying.
That's how it all started. It's kind of like, you know, student becomes a teacher, becomes a student again. So I find him fascinating. He's a little bit creepy in some ways.
Because he wears a rash guard 24/7. He's big into the fanny packs. He was talking about, my friend's got that Gucci fanny pack. And I like this Rogan one. It's kind of comparable to the other one. Mm-hmm. I don't understand this fanny pack obsession. It's fucking weird, man.
It's like an 80s thing.
It's not a man thing in my book. You're not a man if you're wearing a fanny pack. That's a fucking purse.
You keep your steroids in there.
Fucking purse. Well, maybe I need to get up on this.
Keep your injections.
Ooh.
But the rash guard thing is just creepy. This is weird.
I might be dropping down to do some jujitsu right now. But he also said he was crippled, right? He couldn't walk, and sometimes he can't even get down and do some fucking jujitsu. So he's got to use a student and say. Yep. Maybe he's got a laser pointer and some smelling salts. Get over here, do this, do that. All right. Yeah. Weird.
It's a good podcast.
I like it. Mm-hmm. It's different. It's a different style. One to put Rogan on his toes, which hasn't happened much.
No.
What was the other good one? Oh, we had Mel Gibson on with a doctor talking about stem cells. That was interesting. Danica Patrick was on. Ooh. That was a
fun
one. I
like me Danica Patrick.
She's all of 5'2", 100 pounds, I think she said. She's got, I think, two more races left and then retiring from driving.
Really?
Yeah, she says she's got like 5 businesses, a winery, some kind of clothing shit. And I don't think she disclosed the other ones, but there's some tension between her and Rogan. I feel like they're going to after the show. Oh, yeah. There's something about those brunettes and powerful women that put him on the defensive.
Oh.
Like that Leah Remini.
Uh-huh.
She was on this show. And I feel like a powerful woman puts him like submissive to some extent, but there's a weird attraction between the two.
I have that same thing. It's like strong woman, you know.
There you go.
I'm not afraid of that. Some guys are like, oh, not me. Mm-hmm. It's like, you get that thing going on. I don't know about short brunettes, but he's short too, so it's not.
Yeah,
like,
he's all kind of like five, a little taller.
Taller is better. Like, you know, 5'8", 5'7".
I was gonna say 6'3".
6'3"
is
tall.
A big bitch.
That's a tall woman. I'm afraid of a woman over 6 foot. That's kind of dangerous.
Come on.
That's a scary, man.
Get the game, Mango. Climb a bitch.
You got heels.
Hit
like
you a Gabby Garcia, man.
No, that's not a woman.
It's a big linebacker type.
Yes. Tension, huh?
Oh, man.
Sometimes two people get in the room, Matt, and there's tension. It's like you can cut it with a knife. It happens.
That's right. You need to stab a bitch feel sometimes.
It. No.
What?
Well, not with a knife.
I mean,
with something else.
Someone gets out of line, you stab them.
That's right. Sometimes you got to lay down the law, as you like to say, right?
That's right. Gotta let someone know who's boss.
That's right. Okay.
Moving right along.
Let's move on from the subject and let's get into CTE for a short period of time. Study recently just came out. Obviously, they've been studying CTE for a while, but it has been now medically proven that repeated hits. And not concussions, but repeated trauma to the brain is way more dangerous than like a one-time
awesome
concussion. So,
how much CTE do we have then? I'm sure we've got a little bit.
Maybe slight. I don't know.
I've got a handful of it.
Yeah, I have some. I'm sure, just a hair. But it's interesting because now they're finding like some of these autopsies. I can't speak. Some 17, 18-year-old kids who have freaking calcification of the brain and shit. It's insane to think. That just playing like some of these small, like the proteins and stuff that are in there are deforming and it's becoming. So you got like a 17-year-old with the brain of a 45, 50-year-old from playing just peewee football and shit. It's crazy to think about the damage that people are doing to themselves. Someone who has no chance of ever making these millions, what does that do for them in their 30s and 40s and 50s from playing some of these sports? No one knows this. Like, how
good
many
question.
You know, yeah, how many dysfunctional people are out there?
Right. If your son wants to play football, are you going to let him?
No.
Good choice.
I mean,
I don't think I would.
I don't want to stop him, but I would be like, no, dude. I would do whatever I could without physically tying him down. Yeah, I mean,
that's actually safer.
Everything has its risks. I think wrestling has a lower risk of headed trauma. There's other risks involved.
Limbs.
Yeah. I mean, he plays soccer, so, and he likes that. And he does the parkour.
Don't hit the ball.
Parkour thing. They don't allow that anymore. I think 14
until
is now.
12
or 14. Yeah, it's one of those. So they're pretty serious about that.
Well, yeah, my daughter plays and she's 12, and I've told her, don't fucking head the ball. I don't care. I don't give a shit what anybody says. You're not heading the ball. Because it's not just you heading it. It's also people missing and going fucking head on head.
Yep.
And then there was that Real Sports that followed the women's soccer, and a lot of them were all jacked up. And then we weren't even talking about CTE. We were talking about some other serious injuries. Mm-hmm. But anyway, back to CTE.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because this keeps creeping up. So it goes away for a while, and then it comes back. Goes away for a while, comes back. I think they're on the precipice of a major, major development. I think something in the next year, year and a half, it's going to break. Like, were they going to be able to figure out something that they weren't able to figure out before? I mean, now they're saying they could potentially study it before someone's dead already. Remember, we talked about this a month or two ago. I feel like we're right there. And it would be great if they could figure out a way to reverse some of this stuff.
Well, I wonder, you know, we were talking, Mel Gibson was on a podcast with that guy, and they were talking about stem cells. Like, can't you just jam the fucking stem cells in your brain? like literally.
Right in your ear hole.
But I want it Pulp Fiction style. Can you give me something hard enough? I will just face fuck your brain with the big ass 12-inch syringe, and I'll get it right to your fucking.
That was a great movie.
Abdullah.
Oblongata?
Yeah, fuck it. I'll shoot it right in that cunt. And let's get you back in the game, man.
It's called jizz, Matt.
Whatever. Are you telling me I'm not going to throw a little in there?
You might.
Stem cells and a little Matt mustard in there. We'll get you in the game. And go.
That's right.
You're back in.
Not me. I don't need
go fight. Go. Come on, Bigfoot Silva. Take all the loads. You'll be fighting again in no time.
What if that was the secret sauce, loads to the brain?
I'm sure it is. Someone needs to test that out,
okay.
Man. It'll all work out. Anyways, what else you got?
Let's see, what else do I got?
Yes?
Michael Bisping recently had a court case.
Yes.
His manager, or previous manager now, Anthony McGann, is his name, suing him for missed payments and things. And they released, like, some of his pay over the last 5-10 years, whatever. So he was making $300,000-$400,000, you know, up until like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Doing quite well for himself. And then
this now. Pre-championship.
Yes. Money. So I'm curious, you know, that's a lot of money to be paying somebody. And now they've got a few guys on the roster who are making this kind of coinage. Like, how the fuck are they profitable? I don't.
Well, and I think someone was saying that those figures that were released don't match the official figures that he was paid.
Ooh.
So some of those may say $400,000, but his purse was $180,000. So he was getting some undisclosed money, which is fucking crazy. So how are they profitable? It's called Reebok. Steal money from athletes. Take all the sponsorship money. Because that's one thing that we don't even talk about is how, you know, you watch a pay-per-view and think about how many ads does Anik, how many reads, I gotta get 72 reads in
on
this 2-hour or 3-hour broadcast, yes. Right? How much money do they get from just those advertisers?
Probably less.
Right? Modelo, the official beer of the UFC now. No longer Mickey's or Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's where it's all coming from. Then you can pay the fighters whatever. And then sell it for $4 billion,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
All good. Any other news?
Nope.
So I saw Yoel Romero decided to sue his supplement company that we failed that drug test and USADA suspended him for 6 months. Well, when he tested positive for whatever that drug was, USADA also went out and bought that over-the-counter thing.
Mm-hmm.
They tested it, and it came up with an even higher concentration than the ones that he gave USADA to test.
Whoa.
So, which is weird because then they still suspended him for 6 months, even though they tested it, obtained a supplement. Why did he get suspended? I'm not quite sure.
Because it's USADA and they suck.
Well, it's punitive. They catch anybody, they're like, fuck you. You're suspended.
Yeah.
I think that's their deal. But is anything going to come of this? Because I can't remember. I was wondering when we were going to see this of an athlete that tested positive using one of these substances that were over the counter suing that company.
I don't think he's going to get very far.
Why not? USADA tested it and show it was proven.
There will be some sort of red tape somewhere, something,
no way.
Some fine print that says not responsible for XYZ.
I feel like they're going to, because when you think about supplements and how unregulated it is, and then now you've just shown that it's tested and it's positive for that, I feel like he's got a case. I wonder how much money do these companies have? Is this like a lesser known type of company?
I don't know. Did you catch the brand?
I forgot the brand. It was like Get Hard or something. Get Hard. You know?
No steroids in this package. /
Seriously.
That's awesome.
Wink, wink. Guy in a commercial. Thumb it up.
Yes.
Super jacked to the titty bottles. So that was interesting. John Jones took a polygraph test and passed.
I read that, yes. About what?
Thick pills? Whatever. Hey, did you take drugs, illegal steroids, before your fight against Daniel Cormier the second time? No. Okay. Fight on.
It's one question. They only asked one question.
Good.
And he passed. We're good. What is the point of this?
I don't know. why is the guy taking a polygraph? I forgot who it was. Lucas Middlebrook, who was the guy that defended Nick Diaz when he had his shit with Nevada State Athletic Commission, said he's a lawyer. He said those things aren't admissible in court. It's like witch doctory. Uh-huh. Not going to do a goddamn thing. So I don't understand why would his legal team be putting that kind of stuff out?
Doubt. It's the same reason people do it in court. It's like it's not admissible, but you bring it in front of a jury. And it's got to affect them in some way, shape, or form. Yeah, they can't base their judgment off that. But, hey, some professional said that he passed the polygraph. That's weird.
Well, it's like Nowitzki that keeps coming out and saying, wow, I could see John Jones walking away. I mean, it's totally plausible that he did nothing.
They want him to.
Well, they need him.
Yes.
They need this guy back.
Well, McGregor's supposedly not coming back till the fall. So
yeah, well, let's talk about this. So they announced Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov for the legitimate 155 title now, and they haven't officially stripped Conor, but they think that's gonna happen because you can't have these guys fight for a legitimate title when fucking McGregor still has a title.
What does that mean? There's two titles, man.
We were creating the Conor McGregor belt.
That's right.
Well, I feel like that's what they need to do, right? Does McGregor even need a belt? It doesn't fucking matter.
No. He still can demand as much money as he wants.
Right, people don't care about him fighting for a belt.
Yeah,
it's just they want to see him fight, and what is he gonna say?
And pay me the money.
Just hope Ferguson wins.
Yeah,
I think Nurmagomedov is death for Conor. I still don't think they fight.
No,
him and Nurmagomedov now. Well, Conor, he can. I think it's smart for him to get stripped because now he can just not have to defend, not have to come back. He could take time off and then cherry pick his next opponent.
Good point. Maybe it's a strategic move.
Vitor Belfort was denied his show money against Uriah Hall. Remember, Uriah Hall did not even show up to make weight, and Belfort made weight.
Yeah.
And the UFC is like, we're not going to pay Belfort his money.
That's crazy. Why not?
Because they don't have to, apparently, which is weird. Why if someone makes weight, do they not at least get their show? I feel like they should get their show and win. They did everything right. Mm-hmm. The UFC was saying, well, we offered him so-and-so, and he chose not to, so we're just not going to pay him.
That seems a little bit unethical in some ways.
Maybe we want to test that one out in court. I don't know. I'm just saying, might want to sue them. Yes. Mark Hunt. You might want to just sue him on Vitor Belfort's behalf.
Yeah. If everybody sues them, then they'll run out of money eventually.
Never. They just keep printing it. It doesn't matter.
Good point.
We do have trouble over here?
You keep messing with your hat.
But my hat is hot.
So I'm like,
I'm
looking
shave
over there.
My head yet.
I'm wondering, like, is something going on? I thought maybe there was a spider or something, but it's not.
Oh, I'm just burning up. I think it's all the drugs.
Maybe it's the amount of shit you put in your system the last hour.
It's all good. I did take a smelling salt. I really did. I got these ammonia inhalants.
Uh-huh.
Don't try this at home, kids. I remember taking one of these. I was telling him, my brother was a lifeguard when I was a kid, and he's like, hey, come here. I got these things. And he cracked one of these smelling salts, and like, go ahead, take a big breath. And I'm like, okay. Fuck, Jesus Christ. Yeah. If you ever take a smelling salt full blast,
nope.
Like you're taking that breath of air, if you've been under the water, you're holding your breath as long as you can, not come. And then you come up for air.
Yeah.
You're like, that's what I did on that thing. I just blasted it. fuck, why would my brother leave me wrong? Led me wrong, that son of a bitch.
He's your brother. He's,
right.
He's older, an asshole.
Older by 9 years. Like, oh, him. That hurts so bad.
Fuck with him now, watch this.
Yeah, so I tested it out. It works.
It's working for you.
Yeah, sort of. And then the alpha brain now.
Are you crashing?
Sure. I feel like I need another drink.
Okay.
Carlos Condit versus Matt Brown was announced.
Oh, boy. I thought Matt Brown retired.
Yeah, but he unretired because I think he wanted to fight Carlos Condit.
Oh, I could see that.
Condit lost to Damian Maia, and then he came back and lost his redemption fight.
Redemption song.
Yeah. So, quick analysis as I run away.
Fireworks.
Who do you think is going to win?
Jesus. We're going to win. Are you
I'm getting another drink. Do you need anything?
I'll take one of those somethings. I don't know.
You might. Really, we're down to, I think, one.
Whatever you got. He's really leaving me here by myself. The hell? Who's going to win?
Yeah,
I'll tell you while you're in the other room.
People can still
beers.
Hear me. So Condit versus...
I can hear you. Condit versus Arlovsky. I think Condit wins. But Condit versus Matt Brown? I think Matt Brown wins that fight. I think Matt Brown's via Homer Simpson defense. I really do. You know?
Well, I feel like Matt Brown's a fresher fighter. Here's the you got a Dos Equis thing going. Sorry.
Jesus, okay. Dos Equis, fine. Is it twist off?
No. You could try this.
Is it working?
See if that works. I think I fucked that thing up. Yeah, I broke it, didn't I? God damn it.
You did.
I think it's got to be on a solid ground. Fuck it. Let's go old school here.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I wasn't prepared for this show, alcohol-wise. A lot of beers, so I got to drink all these ciders, and it's just not cutting it.
Okay. So what do you think is going to happen? I already told you.
Matt Brown, all day, all night, all day. Feel like Carlos Condit's just being pushed back to fighting by someone.
Maybe his baby mama.
We need to see her in the embedded again. She was healthy.
I need a baby mama. Do you know anyone? Does anyone know any baby mamas? Hook me up.
No, a few.
Well, I don't really.
Get you in touch.
You need a sugar mama is more than a baby
you
mama.
You need a sugar. You don't
or just
need
mamas
a baby
in general.
Mama.
I just need mamas.
All right. Astronauts. We're moving right along. Breakneck speeds. The USC had a pie eating contest. Who would win?
Pie eating?
Yeah.
Demetrius Johnson.
That's a good thing.
Or Ronda Rousey.
He's in the pie weight. I was going to say Daniel Cormier.
Probably him too.
I feel like that
he might eat Demetrius Johnson. Cormier's be like,
or
here.
Nurmagomedov. I feel like that guy could
think he'd eat?
Put down some pie, chair. Man.
Okay.
I bet Katzengato could put down some pie. Michael Brooks asks, Joe Rogan versus Jimmy Smith. Who wins and how?
I think Jimmy Smith takes him.
Wow.
Submission.
I agree. I feel youth is on that man's side.
Yeah, he's younger. Joe Rogan's not, obviously, he's
well, I've never poured this in a glass. That's a weird look. I didn't know it was clear.
It's got a clear color.
The Crispin was a little yellower, more urine color.
Mm-hmm.
The Magners is like a Sprite color.
Got some crystals in there or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy Smith all day. Submission.
I agree. Jared Christen asks, Cormier doesn't want to fight Stipe because of a potential return to fighting by Cain Velasquez. Why does DC feel the need to sacrifice for this guy? Isn't it selfish for Cain not to have his friend progress both financially and professionally?
I don't know the answer to this question.
Yeah, I feel like it's all Cain's fault.
Blame him.
Everything is. Fighting at non-sea level.
Non-sea level Cain. Is it because he's Mexican?
This is a racist question, a racist Mr. Thing. Christensen.
Damn it.
I blame you.
Okay.
And Jesus.
Yes.
Brandon Beerly asks, he says, what's next for Stipe? You just dominated the overpromoted, overhyped, and God, I don't think he was overhyped. Might have been overpromoted. Francis seemed to be the biggest threat, the next big thing at heavyweight. Stipe got through him, no problem. I don't know about that. His eye was kind of checked up. Do we feel Stipe is the best heavyweight champion ever? Where does he fall with the all-time greats?
Number two.
Behind Brock Lesnar?
Yes. Hands down. Number two. Solid number two. He wins another fight. Maybe I'll move him up to number one.
So it's Randy Couture. I can't stand his fucking fighting style.
Randy?
But I'm saying of guys that held the belt and defended it twice, I think it was Randy,
Brock,
and someone else.
Frank Mir?
I don't know.
No.
My brain escapes me, but there's heavyweights of all time. And it's got to be in the UFC.
Cain Velasquez.
Yeah.
It was Cain, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
See?
The Cain's not up there. He's injured all the time.
No, and but it's weird because when you listen to mostly Rogan talk about then everybody, oh, this guy's the greatest heavyweight of all time. We talk about Cain Velasquez. Now, Steve Amell just,
what happened to Fedor?
He's the greatest heavyweight of all time.
What happened to Fedor?
Well, I think we're talking in UFC terms.
Oh.
So it's different.
Greatest heavyweight of all time.
In UFC.
I still say Brock Lesnar. Number two, Steve Amell.
Okay, I'll agree. John J. Bob asks, he says, hey guys, been a long time since asking a question. It has been 3 years. But since the UFC was sold and I've just lost all care, any ideas to maybe help find a love for MMA/UFC again? Yes, I got quite a few. Well, step one, don't watch every single fucking UFC/MMA card.
That's important.
We have a problem in MMA/, yeah, just let's say MMA in general. We don't have a fucking season.
Yes.
We need seasons. I feel we would be well served to have a 3 months off, right? Because
what were we doing during that time?
Lots of whacking off. What else would we do?
Whacking off the whole time.
If you have free time, you're not whacking off. You ain't living. You ain't living. You're dying, Ingo.
Good point.
But I feel that's part of the problem. It's oversaturation. We talk about it. Oversaturation and lack of quality cards equals non-excitement for, and lack of stars, lack of star power. Mm-hmm. It's another problem. You lose all your people. We talk about it ad nauseum. But I feel like we need to bring back, and you know what's weird is I'm kind of excited for the Bellator heavyweight tournament, like a Strikeforce heavyweight tournament.
Oh, yes. That was the best.
There's something. There's some nostalgia flavor. Even though the Rampage versus Sun fight wasn't the most exciting, there's nostalgia there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ah, cool. These guys are fighting again.
Yes.
You have Frank Mir versus Fedor.
It's like, crazy.
That's fucking
that's
cool.
Crazy to me.
And then the winner of that is going to fight fucking Chael Sonnen. Yeah. Like, goddamn. There's some excitement. There's some flavor. So it's, I feel you got to pick and choose your battles here. You can't just go into everything like, I want to watch this card. I want to watch this card.
Yes.
Like, I've been there, done that. I feel like your time is more valuable as a fan. In the days of watching a UFC from fucking fight one to fight 12 are over. Like, it's just not there.
Ooh, no.
I mean, I'll do it every once in a while, but it's not all the time. You got to pick and choose. Otherwise, you're going to lose your goddamn sanity.
Mm-hmm.
And check into some other sports. I think that's part of the game, too. You got to, this year, as I was saying, I got more involved in hockey. I've watched every single Blackhawks game this year. And I'll tell you what, they fucking suck. All right? There's no goddamn consistency. These guys play with no heart. They won't check. They won't fight. Suck.
They won't fuck. They're not shooting.
Right.
They're
You're down four goals. Get in a fight. Hit them with your purse, you pussy.
That's a good
Jesus
point.
Jesus Christ.
That's the one sport where I like, if you're losing, if you're getting your ass kicked, you just fight.
It used to be clockwork. Now they said, I was looking at the stats because like to see how down is fighting this year. We are at 17%.
Whoa.
There's a 17% chance you watch a hockey game, there's going to be a fight. There was a time in the 90s, it was 44% to go.
Whoa. That's pretty high.
There's a time I'd watch the Blackhawks, there were a minimum of 3 fights per game. Mm-hmm. Those are few and far between, so. Yes. I think spread the wealth over some other sports. Maybe take a break from the MMA.
But whack
off. Whack it off. It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. Get high and whack off. It's even better.
Okay.
Is there anything else in life? I don't know. Caleb Medeiros asks, he says, after his loss to Stipe Miocic, do you think Ngannou will be champion in the future?
No. Too limited. Not enough skill.
Oh, come on.
The UFC at heavyweight especially, I think, is dominated by wrestlers. That guy has no wrestling.
I don't think it matters. I think he will be. Everyone's got a puncher's chance, and I think Ngannou's got more of a puncher's chance than anybody else in the heavyweight division. Ford Escort, Ingo.
What the hell is Ford Escort?
This is how hard he hits. It's like a Ford Escort going about 17.5 miles an hour, if not 72.
Doesn't know what that means.
I don't either. That's just smoke and mirrors. He's a one in a million athlete, Ingo. He's lifted sandbags as a child.
Yeah.
He didn't know his brother for 15 years. He's in the goddamn salt mines. Or whatever. I don't know what they do over there. They might have salt mines. They might not.
More likely.
They have coal mines?
No, they probably clean up.
Blood diamonds!
That's it. Okay. Or Silicon Valley scrap metal or something. Shit that we dump for making computers.
Something like that. I don't know.
Piles of rubble. Technology rubble.
And then piles of dog shit up to his thighs for 17 years. They go.
I imagine that. That would explain some things.
Let
that go.
Brandon Mason asks, would you rather see Stipe versus Brock next? Stipe versus DC or Stipe versus Kane?
Brock Lesnar.
Yes, it's Brock or nothing with this man. Brock or bust. We get you a shirt for your birthday. Brock or bust.
Say like, I go something for Brock. Like I go cock for Brock.
You go ham for.
I go ham for
I
Brock.
I go ham for Brock.
There you go.
And people are like, what? Just trust me. It'll all work out.
It's all good.
Rodrigo Machado, close it out. It's time. Pound sign Dutch Rule, pound sign Matt Rape Train, pound sign and go sugar daddy.
Why did you towards this?
You're going to be doing heroin before you know it.
No, I won't.
Would you rather be able to eat anything you desire and will always be in great health, but Nicolas Cage will sit you down or will sit down with you at every meal? He won't talk. Just make a variety of facial expressions.
Oh, jeez.
Or you're only be able to eat at McDonald's and you get very bad health. Matt, don't worry for the sake of this question. You can eat gluten. But once a month, you get to have sex with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, sex all day. Fuck it.
Yeah. With her?
Once a month?
Yes. I'll take that month.
Be the best 35 seconds of her life. Twice.
Yes. Once a month.
That's right.
Oh.
Damn.
The amount of pills we take. The amount of damage we do.
I'm picturing it now.
Blonde hair, red hair.
Whatever happened to her? She disappeared.
No, she's still in the Avengers. Come on.
No, I don't watch those movies.
No, you should. BTD.
She's got like a nice...
Big titties for daddy.
Lots of stuff going on. Very voluptuous she is.
Yes. Would you rather get one free round trip international plane ticket every year or be able to fly domestic every month for free? A weirdly specific question.
It is. I'm going to go ahead and take the international.
Okay. I'll go domestic. Oh, see, whatever airline sponsor us, we all work out. And what are your thoughts on the new expression counterweight, which is to call a champ that gets a belt but never defends it without fighting?
I think it's legitimate.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But do you need to? Do you need to fucking defend a belt these days? GSP, Conor McGregor.
I think getting the belt is what's exciting, and then after that, everyone's like, meh. I just want the money fights now.
Dominic Cruz. Uh-huh. Wasn't he the first one? Had the belt.
Yeah.
Finally had to fucking strip him after 8 years of not fighting.
8 years.
Whatever. It seems like an eternity with that fucking
maybe
guy.
Three and a half.
And him and his commentary. Just... Someone just fuck my throat because I don't even want to hear that shit anymore. Okay. I'm sorry. Jesus. Fuck, marry, kill the most beautiful faces of 2017.
Straight to the point right there.
I'm just saying. Someone that's what just it's like, my throat. What it feels like every time I'm watching the broadcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. It's making me take it. I fucking hate this. Jesus Christ. Well, maybe I love it.
I feel like you do all right in jail. You just be like, whatever. It's happening again.
I got to do what I do. You know? You're not gay if you're in jail.
Damn it, Pinky. Why do you keep doing this to me?
I don't know. It's just what I do. You'll learn to love it.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the fuck here. Jesus Christ, here we go. I can't read for damn right now. Fuck, marry, kill the most beautiful faces of 2017. Okay, so first we start off with, this is just faces, so I'm not giving you bodies. Lisa Soberano. She's 20.
That's young, but she has a nice face.
Okay, we're going to move right along. We got Sarah Gadon.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, he had said, Thelaine Blondeau, but she's 16. So I wanted him to pull her picture. She's out. She's out, you sick fuck.
That's not legal.
It's not. Not in this state and or country. So,
where are you from, man? South America, isn't it?
Brazil.
Yeah, that's right. That's just legal.
So you're down to two. So you fuck, marry, kill. I think I'm all in her.
I'm kind of liking the blonde. Okay. Although I said I keep saying that, but it's like,
but
I'm
drawing it. Look at the eyebrows.
Yeah.
That's a dark.
Looks dirty.
Set of carpet. That's good.
I'm gonna have to fucking marry her at the same time.
I'll kill everybody. All right, so move on to knowledge. So I'll throw something and then you can throw something back. You probably have some kind of knowledge, I'm sure.
Maybe.
All right. So I was looking at my daughter's milk carton. Do you want to see the worst rear naked choke ever? Check out this fucking farmer.
Oh, what is he doing?
You know what? As I'm seeing this position, it reminds me of Stipe Miocic versus Francis Ngannou. Yeah. I bet that farmer just sits there for a good minute and 30 seconds.
I love you, cow.
He just holds him there like, you son of a bitch.
You're making me all this money.
Mm. Terrible. It also reminded me of...
one time in Bangkok?
Yeah, it's one time I was in Bangkok.
Bangkok. We need to go to...
Just looking at these ladies.
I feel like we need to go on a trip, Matt.
Well, remember, we had talked about going to Thailand once.
I don't want to go there anymore.
I almost did that by myself.
Else. I would even be fine with going to Colorado for a weekend or something.
Let's go then.
Really?
Yeah, we got money.
Let's do it.
Let's go.
When are we going to go?
Where do you want to go?
I don't know. Let's take a look at it.
All right. Let's do this.
We have to do something other than stay in a hotel room and get really high.
Because we were talking about where we were going to go skiing. Remember?
Oh, that's right, skiing.
Before I can't fucking ski and I'm too decrepit anymore.
Can you ski?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Okay, you want to snowboard?
I want to snowboard. Hell yeah.
I'm gonna ski though.
Been a while, but I want to do it.
Well, what we could do is take a quick trip to Wilmot.
Oh yeah.
You were just mentioning that.
I was.
That's close. We could perfect our skills a little bit, and then head on over to Colorado's and. Forgot which one I was looking at, but remember, wherever we go, we got to be able to ski into, like, the fucking resort.
They're all similar. The Steamboat is great. Breckenridge is good. I think you have Copper Mountain or something.
I did Keystone.
Keystone's good. Not Vail, because it's super yuppie.
Yeah.
But we need to be close to some shit. Really? Colorado. I'm down. I'm down. It's got to have a hot tub. We got to have lots of weed. I mean, not weed.
No, it's legal there, so we can have lots of weed. Why not?
Get high as fuck and just sit in a hot tub and think about shit.
Hot tubbing. Like, what do you guys do? We should do a podcast from Colorado.
In the hot tub?
No, well, it doesn't maybe not have to be, but we could probably bring a camera and
a recorder.
One of the Zooms.
It doesn't have to go live till later or whatever. Right. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, we should do that. On the road! We should do it on a plane. Like Rogan, when he goes on trips, he's on the plane doing a podcast.
So he's sending,
like, what the fuck are you doing? He's doing
first class with the camera just in the aisle. The lady's bringing us drinks, and we're just talking. Here's our stewardess.
Yes.
Look at that. Let me put boop shot. You know what I find?
Would you like to sit on my lap?
Yeah, right.
Like, what?
I find that stewardesses are not that good looking anymore. This is my knowledge. Actually, you know, you mentioned it. I've been traveling some here and there, but.
Well, what was that Leonardo DiCaprio movie?
Catch Me If You Can?
Right. When was that set? That was 70s? Earlier. Yeah.
70s.
And I feel like that was when they were hot, right?
They were.
And that was.
Now they're not hot.
Legitimate profession.
There's a few here and there who are okay, but in general, they're old and decrepit.
Old surly ladies, right?
Or gay men, you know? Which.
Yeah, I'm okay.
The gay men can be quite funny. I mean, they're actually very cool people, usually, the gay. Men stewardess, whatever is that still called? Stewardess?
Gay men
steward. A steward is that without the es?
It's a flight attendant, whatever they are. Attendant.
Anyways, it's totally you know what I'm saying.
As that one guy would say, gay.
Okay, exactly. But
it's okay.
I wonder what happened. That was used to be a profession where you had to be fairly good looking, and now you don't.
No, they don't give a shit. Well, I think it also goes to the money aspect. I don't feel like there's that much money in the airlines because they're trying to nickel and dime you. There's a term for that. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Extortion?
Something.
Yes. What's it called? Being a hooker? Nickel and diming you?
Something like that.
I'll tell you one thing, though.
That's it.
My knowledge of younger female flight attendants.
Okay.
They're quite liberal in a lot of ways. Liberal. Is all I'll say.
Okay.
Maybe loose. This is another
loose
term.
In every
loose and loose and liberal.
Way.
They got hoes in different area codes or something. Like that.
Holes or
hoes? Hoes. Like a
okay.
Hoes.
We'll shut down. I feel like we're derailing here.
You think it has anything to do with the amount of beverages consumed?
All right.
So good. That has maybe been this week's edition of
We're going to be back a day later next week, right? We're going to film on Monday and release on Tuesday. So watch out for that. Heads up. And maybe Super Bowl weekend will probably release on Tuesday.
When is Super Bowl weekend?
I think they do 2 weeks off, right? So the teams won tonight, so you had Philadelphia and New England win.
Got a horseshoe up their ass.
So
it's the 4th, February 4th?
I feel like they do a week off, and then a week later, they do their little Super Bowl. I feel like I want to watch it.
Do you?
Yep.
Cool, man.
As I'm saying, try and watch other sports a little bit. Diversify your holdings. All right, shut down.
I did already.
Nope.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Thanks for playing.